Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the loop with you today. Sports Radio 610. Five Texans players leaving the game on Sunday with a concussion. We figured we'd get the medical experts' opinions on this. Dr. Aaron Manning, an assistant attending neurologist at the Hospital for Special Surgery, specializes in many, many treatments, sports neurology, one of them. And she joins us now on the hotline. Dr. Manning, how are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me today to talk about concussions.
Well, no team in the NFL has had to deal with more the first week than the Houston Texans. You just heard Cody talking about it. Five players in concussion protocol, and I want to start right there with you. I'm sure you're familiar, at least to some degree, with the NFL concussion protocol. What is, in layman terms, the protocol, and what would be the likelihood that any of these guys can be available?
So the first step in the protocol is basically what was done during the game, which is taking them out, getting them evaluated, and getting that diagnosis of concussion. And then the next step after that is kind of determining their symptoms and following them. And then once the symptoms are resolving, that's when they can start back to seeing if they can slowly start activities and getting them ramping up to see if they can go back in the game over the course of several days.
So does it vary? Is there a timeline, like standard, or it just varies?
It's very variable from person to person. I mean, some people can go through it fairly quickly within, I think about the shortest, as I'm aware of, for the NFL, it's about 4 or 5 days. But then, as I said, they can't even start to kind of work their way back until the symptoms have improved.
So what would be some of those symptoms that maybe a player could not hide, and maybe a player could hide to try to get back on the field?
Sure. I mean, a big part of the issue with concussions is that a lot of it does depend on self-report, which is why I actually thought it was interesting that there were so many players from the team that were reporting symptoms, which is a very good thing because it means that players are understanding the risks involved here and letting people know about their symptoms. So most of the symptoms are things that people have to report, are things like headaches, nausea, dizziness, even people can get things like anxiety, sensitivity to light, sensitivity to sound. I mean, things that are probably more difficult to hide are the people who are acting like kind of confused and out of it. If you're having balance problems, sometimes visual problems, those are the things that would probably be picked up by the medical personnel, even if the player isn't reporting those.
All right. Is it standard procedure, or maybe how common is it for a player to be hospitalized from the NFL game itself? Because Brian Cushing reportedly was messaging some reporters from the hospital immediately after he suffered this concussion.
So being hospitalized for a concussion is pretty unusual, and that would mean that likely some symptoms were found that are concerning for maybe there was some bleeding or something involved that required further evaluation. Like if you find symptoms on the exam, sometimes that means that people have to go to the hospital to make sure that they're not having bleeding, which would mean it's a little bit of a more serious injury than just a concussion.
On the hotline with us right now, Dr. Aaron Manning of the Hospital for Special Surgery. Doc, you mentioned that some of the quicker timelines that you've seen in the NFL, 4 or 5 days, obviously with the Texans having played on Sunday and getting ready to play on Thursday, that's putting it right at that timeline at best case scenario. Would it behoove the team to not even risk these guys coming back and just go ahead and hold these guys out who've had this concussion just because it's such a quick turnaround?
I mean, I think it depends on how the player is doing in terms of their symptom progression and, you know, what the doctors who are evaluating them. I mean, it is possible for somebody to, you know, have symptoms that don't last very long. They can get in the protocol quickly and get back in the game. But of course, if they're having symptoms, they're still taking time to get over this, then there's certainly, it's not a good thing to push them into playing.
How do you think the NFL is doing with the head injuries?
I think the NFL is doing a lot better than it was. I think, you know, as I said, the fact that 5 players were reporting concussion symptoms is, you know, actually, somewhat of a remarkable thing because of the fact that these players had to report these symptoms. So I think the recognition is really getting out there to the players. And so I think there's a lot more people who are paying attention to this issue, and it's certainly gotten a lot better than it was.
Dr. Aaron Manning, our guest on the hotline right now from the hospital for special surgery. Is there anything the NFL maybe hasn't been doing that they could be doing or should be doing to maybe even take that next step in making sure things like this doesn't happen to their players?
I mean, I think right now the right things are being done is that, you know, people are being taken out of the games. People are being evaluated. I think, you know, making sure they have people who aren't involved in the game is a good part of it, because sometimes, like, the people on the field may not see the hit because it's blocked by other players. I think it's important that, you know, players get checked out more often, even if maybe they don't report any symptoms, if there's any suspicion that something more serious might have happened.
And are you familiar, last thing from me anyway, this is really good stuff, appreciate you joining us, but are you familiar, or how familiar are you with the new NFL helmets, which are supposed to be, I guess, the latest, greatest, but still some of these players were wearing it?
I mean, I don't know that the helmets are, that there's a way to design helmets to prevent concussions, basically. I think it's more about, you know, avoiding the head injuries in the first place. And it's not even necessarily about the helmets, because sometimes it's a whiplash injury, like the neck moving, that can cause a concussion. So you don't even need a direct head injury. Mm-hmm. So helmets probably aren't the ultimate answer.
Dr. Aaron Manning from the Hospital for Special Surgery, Sports Neurology, and many, many other things. Doc, we appreciate the time. Did we miss anything?
No, I think we got to the major points.
Okay.
Excellent. Dr. Manning, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Aaron Manning, our guest.
Two on big takeaways there.
Yes. Two gigantic takeaways.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.